आपको पूछो कि एक रात मिली, ये बहुत बड़ी नेमत है, ये नसीब वालों को मिलती है. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that you don't have to look for Shab-e-Qadr. You will get the reward of Shab-e-Qadr. तो कोशिश करेंगे इंशाल्लाह. ये सारी चीजें जो बता रहा हूं ये करने की है, सुनने की नहीं है. हम तो एक कान से सुनते हैं, दूसरे कान से निकालते हैं, फिर बाहर निकल के मानो आज बहुत अच्छी बात कही. भाई बहुत अच्छी बात कही, लेकिन इसके ऊपर अमल करेंगे या नहीं? एक आदमी अमल कर ले तो मेरे लिए तोहफा हो जाएगा. करेंगे भाई? एंड द नेक्स्ट अमल टू डू इन दिस 10 days, दैट इफ यू हैव मेड द इंटेंशन ऑफ सेक्रीफाइसिंग एन एनिमल, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, an Umm Salmah radiyallahu ta'ala anha qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iza dakhal al arshu ashru wa arada ba'dukum an yudhiya, when the 10 days starts and if somebody has made the intention for sacrificing an animal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala yamsi min sha'rihi wa basharihi shay'a, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should not touch his hair and he should not cut his nails. So this is one amal. And what is the concept behind it? The Muhaddisin says, Rahimahumullah, the concept is that you will imitate those people who are going in Hajj and you will get the sawab. When you have got the ihram, you don't cut your nails, you don't cut your hair. So it is not farz. If there is an excuse, somebody has got skin disease, kisi ka nakhun toot gaya, तो अब क्या करेगा? इज ही गोइंग टू कीप इट फॉर 10 days? नो, ही कैन कट इट. विल नॉट हैव टू गिव एनी दम. यू आर नॉट इन द हज. दैट इज वन अमल विच वी हैव टू डू. एंड द सेकंड अमल, द थर्ड अमल इज द प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से सियाम अरफा, टू फास्ट ऑन द डे ऑफ अरफा. व्हेन द हाजिज विल गो in the ground of Arafah, the day before Eid will be the day of Arafah. So siyam Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, ahtasibu alallahi an yukaffira sanat allati qablahu was sanat allati ba'da. I expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if he is expecting, what can be better than that? Ye tumhara aur meri arzu nahi hai. Kiski arzu hai? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ahtasibu ala Allah. I've got the trust on Allah and I expect from him. What does he expect? An yukaffira sanat allati qabla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his previous year's sins. Was sanat allati ba'da, and the year which is coming ahead of him, the sin which will be committed. Now the question here arises, will he stay alive the whole year next year? The Muhaddisin says that from this hadith we can achieve the knowledge that by fasting on the day of Yawm Arafah, Allah will extend your life. Allah aapki umar ko daraz farma denge. To yahan Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam farmate hain ki agle saal jo hoga uska guna bhi maaf ho jayega. To question hota hai ki nobody knows when he is going to die. Inna jalallah iza jala yuakhar. Jab waqt aa jayega maut ka, to wo to maut aa jayegi. اور یہاں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرما رہے ہیں اللہ will forgive his sins. Muhaddithin says there is a glad tiding in it. Allah will extend the life. اور اگر کوئی آدمی جی گیا آئندہ سال اور کوئی گناہ ہو گیا تو اللہ تعالیٰ معاف فرما دیں گے. And then we, after the day of Arafah, we come to the night of Eid. This is very important. In the night of Eid, if a person, he does ibadah, we ignore the night of Eid. Our women, they start cooking. The husbands, they start ironing the clothes, getting ready for tomorrow. اور کسی کیسی کیسی چیزیں ہوتی ہیں. غفلت سے ہم اس رات کو گزار دیتے ہیں. So the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying, من قام ليلة العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه, his heart will not die. When? On the day of judgment. The day of judgment, it will be a big zalzala, big earthquake. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. And it will be so severe, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْدِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Every mom who is feeding, the baby will throw the baby away. He will run for her safety. وَتَدَوْ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every pregnant woman will have a miscarriage. The mountains, they will fly like cotton. And the whole earth will shake. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. And you will see the people, they are like intoxicated. پاگل ہو گئے ہیں, drunk ہیں, مجنون ہو گئے. Allah is saying, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They are not drunkard. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That's the calamity of the day of judgment. It will be very, very extreme calamity. So on that day, the heart will not die. What does it mean? The heart will be intact. It will be doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani aise waqt ke andar bhi Allah ko nahi bhulega. That is why Allah says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Whenever there is an azmaish in this dunya, and Allah has created us, the reason is Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. اللہ نے ہمیں پیدا ہی اس لیے کیا ہے کہ ہماری آزمائش کی جائے. احسب الناس ان یترکوا ان یقولوا آمنا وهم لا یفتنون. کہ آپ سوچتے ہیں کہ آپ کی آزمائش نہیں ہوگی. بھائی آپ سے پہلے جو آئے, those who came before you, they were also tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. اللہ wants to test you, are you truthful or are you lying in your claim, La ilaha illallah. And Allah will send this test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنكُمْ أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُم مَّثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُم مَّسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. So Allah is going to test us. So at that time, on the day of judgment, if you stay awake in the night of Eid, your heart will be alive, it won't die. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the amal on the day of Eid, ma amal ibn Adam min amalin yawm an-nahri ahabba ila Allah min ihraq ad-dam. There is no amal on the day of Eid greater than the amal of qurbani, sacrificing an animal. وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأزلافها وإن الدم ليقوى من الله بمقان قبل أن يقوى بالأرض فتيبوا بها نفسا. Before the, on the day of judgment, those animals will be presented with their hooves, with their hair, skin, horns. They will come on the day of judgment. इसलिए अच्छे जानवर की कुर्बानी करो, मरे दुबले जानवर की कुर्बानी मत करो पैसे थोड़े बचाने के लिए. पतिबू बिहा नफ्सा, खुश दिली से कुर्बानी करो. उसी से एक एक बकरा 5-5 लाख रुपए का बिकता है इंडिया के अंदर. बकरा कोट विच इज 500 पाउंड. एक बकरा 5 लाख का बिकता है. इफ यू सी द गोट, द वे दे हैव लुक्ड आफ्टर द गोट, यू विल बी शॉक्ड. और फिर खुशी से उसकी कुर्बानी करते हैं. ऐसी कुर्बानी कबूल होती है. अल्लाह ताला हमको तौफीक अता फरमाए. इंशाल्लाह मोर टुमारो आफ्टर सैटरडे ब्रदर्स कैन पार्टिसिपेट इन द बयान. लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स यू मिस व्हेन यू डोंट कम. Because my talks continues. It always continues. There is no end of the talk. So in order to understand the whole context of the bayan, you have to participate on Saturday as well. And a lot of things, you missed the whole history of construction of Kaaba. Because you, those who came, they benefited. So come on Saturday. You know, these days are very virtuous. And this majlis are very virtuous. Wherever there is a majlis, any masjid, go and participate. Even if it is for half an hour, go and participate, you will benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa hamdi, subhanakallahumma wa hamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.